We've come up with a new idea, everybody. It's called Top 10 Tuesday because we like alliteration.
So today's top 10 list are the things that make you go, eh. The top 10 most hated foods.
Oh, most hated foods. I'll go for the, well, this is the one that splits people down the middle. Is Marmite on there?
Marmite is not on the list.
It's probably more general than that.
It is more general than that.
Liver.
No, liver's not on the list.
How can liver be not on that list? Is brown sauce on there?
No.
Okay.
Okay, can I give you one?
Yeah, give me one anyway.
This is at number 10. Brussels sprouts.
Ah, okay, yeah, I would have got to that eventually, I suppose. People don't like Brussels sprouts, do they?
Brussels sprouts is at number 10 of the top 10 list of most hated foods. Now, I adore Brussels sprouts.
I don't mind them, actually.
I would eat an entire plate of Brussels sprouts, loads of butter and salt,
and
mashed
then
up.
Give her plenty of room.
Yum.
So, Brussels sprouts is number 10.
Brussels sprouts number 10.
It's ketchup on there.
You have hit the bar.
Have I hit the bar?
You've hit the post.
What's on there?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, that was my second favorite. But I thought more people would probably like mayo than ketchup.
Yeah, no, mayonnaise is on the list. That is at number six. Okay, so Brussels sprouts is at number 10 and mayonnaise is at number 6.
Can we fill in the gaps this morning? 083-333-975. What else do you think has made the top 10 of the most hated foods? We asked for your suggestions on the top 10 most hated foods. A couple of the ones that didn't make the top 10, first of all, and it's a popular one. People don't like beetroot.
Yeah, and Stephen was very specific. He said a jar of beetroot has to be number one. Beetroot is not on the list.
No, it's
I'm
not
afraid,
in the
lads.
Top 10.
No.
Let's go through some of the ones that people have matched on the text line, though. We did get text in going oysters.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's people out there now who love their oysters. Oysters, and somebody else said snails as well in the same text.
Oysters is at number 9.
Number 9.
Yeah, so we have number 10 and number 9. Peppers, cucumbers, olives, celery, broccoli, cabbage, semolina, tapioca, spinach, and rhubarb, all on the no list for this person.
I think I'll have all of those. Thank you very much.
All of the above.
Yeah.
That's basically a 3-course meal for me.
Was any of those on the list?
Yes, olives. Olives!
Yeah. Made the list! I love olives, particularly the black ones. The saltier, the better. Thank you very much.
Number 8, olives. Something else that this person mentioned is spinach.
That's on the list, is it?
It's at number 4.
Yeah, I don't mind spinach too much. I don't love it, but I don't hate it either.
You got to dress it up. You got to give it a little bit of garlic and a little bit of nutmeg and maybe a little bit of cream, and then it's
yeah. Like a man, you have to dress them up, really, don't you? To get any good out of
them. To be palatable, yes. Yeah. Someone else got something on the list?
Oh, yes. Brenda was one person, and I think I got a couple of other texts as well that they announced the thing that is number one on the list, which we'll get to when we do the countdown. Do you want to do the countdown from 10 to 1?
Okay, so number 10 is Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
Number 9 is oysters. Number 8, olives. Number 7, somebody did get on the text, is blue cheese.
Oh, okay, yeah. Even the look of it.
Number 6 is mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Number 5, nobody mentioned this because they're wildly popular in Waterford, crew beans or anything of that sort of, you know, vibe.
Yeah.
They're at number 5. Number 4 was spinach. Number 3 is going to be controversial.
Yeah, this is the the list stops here for me now.
Number 3 is black pudding.
No, I won't have it. Love black pudding. A good black pudding. You can eat, like anything, you can get a mediocre to poor black pudding, but when you get a nice black pudding, my God, there's few things in life better for breakfast.
But it is pig's blood.
We know that. We know what's in it. Don't ask if you don't want to know.
Okay.
It wasn't an Irish list anyway, this list.
No, it's not. It was an American internet site I found this on. Number 2 is tofu.
I don't think I've ever had tofu.
Now, you see, the problem with tofu is that just tofu doesn't taste of anything. Again, like spinach, you've got to dress it up. You've got to marinate it. You've got to cook it in something.
Yeah, okay.
Because it doesn't have a huge amount of taste in itself.
It substitutes a meat or something.
So tofu's at number 2. But number 1, guessed by a number of people, is anchovies.
Yeah. Now, I think I've had anchovies on a pizza. They're quite salty, aren't they?
Don't be asking me.
They're kind of pickled fish, little bits and pieces, yeah.
Little pickled fish. And the thing about I found out about anchovies is there's anchovies in Worcester sauce.
Okay, yes.
Which I love. I love Worcester sauce, and I used to be lashing it onto my cheese sandwiches, and then I found out of anchovies in it.
Interesting one. There you go. Well done to anybody who guessed anything on the list, especially anchovies at number 1 on this list of the most hated foods. I will not be having the black pudding, though. We need to rethink this list. Thanks for getting involved in Top 10 Tuesday. We'll do that again, will we?
I think we might.
Let's.